Welcome back to the podcast. Good night, Shabbos. We're up to Shishi. Ve'edaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron le'mor aleihem. And Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying to them. Rashi says that Hashem said it to Moshe, who said it to Aaron, and then who is the say it to them? Say it to them is to for Aaron to tell Elazar and Isamar. Dabro b'nei Yisrael l'mor zos hachaya asher tochlu mikula behema asher l'haaretz. Speak to b'nei Yisrael, saying, this is the manner of animal from all means of animal that is on the ground. Rashi asks, what's the purpose of the plural at the beginning of the pasuk? Dabru. This is to tell us that all of them are equal messengers with regard to this message. As all of them accepted Hashem's decree of the deaths of Nadav and Avihu silently and with loving acceptance. These are the animals. Zos Hachaya refers, Rashi says, in two different ways. Number one, the message is do you want to be connected to life, to be Dovik to Chayim? So this is what you shall eat. Stay away from Tuma, which is the anti-life, and stick to these, which are Tahor animals, and this is life. Rashi also contrasts the Umos HaOlam are not prescribed these specific animals, honing in on the fact that the Pasuk says that you will eat, Tochlu, you, but I'm not giving this commandment to anyone else. And then Rashi cites the beginning of a mashal, which is then picked up in my footnotes over here, that two patients come to a doctor, and one is in greater danger, so the doctor said you should have a restricted diet. And this restricted diet, as we understand the mashal, is kashrus. Rashi also comments that the fact that it uses a direct article, zos, this, means that Moshe demonstrated to B'nai Yisrael as to the identity of each animal that he spoke of. Holding on to it, saying zos, this one, this do eat, this don't eat. And the fact that the pasuk uses the words chaya and behema interchangeably, although usually we refer to a chaya as a wild animal and a behema as a domesticated animal. But he says that chaya means all living things, and a behema is a subsection of a chaya. Kol mafresas parsa v'shosas shesa prasos ma'alas geira ba'behema osa tochelu. All animals that have split hooves, the split will be on the top and on the bottom of the hoof, following Rashi. And those who bring up their crop, meaning digested food, in an animal, that you shall eat. Rashi comments as well that there's an extra word, behema, which indicates that a fetus also has the same status of it, of this animal, in terms of it being permissible to eating the unborn child of an animal which was, of course, shechted. Rashi says the positive words, you will eat it, mean to include this as a positive commandment, not just a negative commandment of not eating, not kosher, but also eating kosher animals. Ach es zeh lo sochlu mimale hagera umimaf sirei haparasa es hagamal kimala gera hu ufarsa enenu mafris tamei hu lachem. Only these you shall not eat from those who chew their cud and have split hooves. The camel chews its cud, but its hooves are not split. It is tamei to you. Ves hashafan kimala gera hu ufarsa lo yafris tamei hu lachem. V'esashafan ki malagerahu ufarsa lo yafris tamei hulachem. The shafan that Rasag says is some type of rodent, because it is chewing its cud, but its hooves are not split, it is tamei to you. Es har neves ki malagerahi ufarsa lo yafrisa tamei hulachem. The arneves, which is some type of rabbit, according to some, is malegera. It chews its cud, but does not have split hooves. It is tamei to you. Es hechazir ki mafris parsa hu shasoa shesa parsa vuhu gera lo yigar tamei hu lachem. And the chazir, while it has split hooves, does not chew its cud, it is tamei to you. Mibsaram lo sochelu, uvnivlasam lo sigau, tameim hem lachem. Do not eat of their flesh, and do not touch their carcasses, they are tamei to you. She asks, okay, since you've specified these animals not to eat, how do I know that you're not allowed to eat animals that don't have any signs as opposed to only having one sign? And he qualifies by saying this is a kal vachomer. If you can't eat animals that only have one sign, then having no signs, how much more so do you know that you should not eat them? Rashi says with regard to the fact that it says their flesh, but not about any other part of the body. So it's only the flesh which is prohibited, but not the bones, sinews, horns, or hooves. Then Rashi asks, well, it's talking about their carcasses now, and that sounds like it has to do with Tuma and Tara, about who can come to the Mikdash and not, who can partake of sanctified foods and not. And the Aveira is to touch their carcass and become Tamei. Is it possible that Yisrael are commanded not to become Tamei? That's not a commandment that they have. They only can't enter the Mikdash or eat holy foods if they're Tamei. But there's no prohibition on becoming Tamei. So rather, Rashi says this must refer to the Kohanim, that it's Usur to touch their carcasses to the Kohanim. And then he cites a similar Kal Vachomer, saying that just like Tumas Meis, which is the most serious form of Tuma, is only commanded regarding the Kohanim, so too, these other Tumos are also only commanded to the Kohanim, not to become Tamei. Bol asher ein los napir v'kaskeses, b'yamim uv'nachalim, osam tochelu. And these you shall eat. Anything in the water that has fins and scales in the water, in the seas and in the rivers, them you shall eat. V'chol asher ein lo snapir v'kaskeses b'yamim uv'nachalim u'mikol sheretz hamayim u'mikol nefesh chaya asher b'amoyim sheketz hem lachem. And anything that does not have fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, and all of the sheretzim of the water, and all living things that are in the water, they are disgusting to you. What is a sheretz? Sheretz, Rashi says, anything low down that scutters and skitters around on the ground. V'sheketz yu lachem mi b'saram lo sochelu v'es nivlasam tishaketsu. And they will be disgusting to you, from their flesh do not eat, and their carcasses shall be reviling to you. Rashi says, what does it mean to be disgusting? This also teaches us that they are usur in a mixture. If you can taste it, Rashi adds the fact that it says from their flesh, this means that the fins and the bones of a non-kosher fish are not prohibited. Anything that does not have fins and scales in the water, it will be disgusting to you. Rashi says, what is this teaching us? What's this additional coming to teach us? Rashi says, it comes to tell us that if it loses its siman and once you take it out of the water, you might think that it's not kosher. No, so long as that it had a siman and while it was in the water, it is kosher. Ves ela teshaksu in of lo yochelu sheketz hem es hanesher ves haperes ves haoznia. And these are disgusting to you from the birds. You shall not eat them. They are disgusting. The nesher, the peres, and the oznia. Rashi asks, why are we saying don't eat them again? Rather, it's to tell us that you cannot feed them to the children as well, meaning that any passive feeding also is subsumed in the prohibition of eating. Ves hada, ves ha'aya lemina. That both the da and the aya, in accordance with their species. Rashi asks, what does it mean according to their species? You might have subspecies, Rashi says, that don't seem to resemble each other at all, but they're also included in that isser as well, being part of the same family. Es kol ha'orev lemino, all of the ravens and their subspecies. Ves bas ha'ya'ana, ves tachmas, ves ha'shachaf, ves ha'netz leminehu. Ves ha'kos, ves ha'shalach, ves ha'yinshuf. Rashi identifies the shalach as a type of bird that goes and grabs fish from the water. And the yinshuf is those that cry at night, seems to be an owl. Ves hatin shemes, ves haka'a, ves haracham. Rashi identifies as the tin shemes as a bat. Ves hachasida, ha'anafa, lemina, as a duchifas, ves atalef. The chasida is a white type of bird that shares its food with others. The anafa is called heron in French, and it seems to be a very temperamental bird, according to Rashi. Type of wild bird, male bird that has two crowns on its head. Kol sheretz of haholech al arba sheket zulachem. Any swarming little flying creature that goes on 4 feet is disgusting to you. Ach es zos tochlu mikol sheretz of haholech al arba asher lo charaim mima'al araglav lanater behem al haaretz. Only these shall you eat from the swarming, flying things that go on 4 feet, that don't have jointed legs above their legs in order to jump with on the ground. She says that there are kosher of these animals and not. Could be that we're talking about kosher chagavim, the grasshoppers. He says we're not bucky in them, but there are 4 different simanim that are given, 4 legs, 4 sets of wings, and these bendy legs which are used to jump with, and that their wings cover most of the body. But also that the head should be long and it doesn't have a tail. And this is what's called a chagav, but we really don't understand, Rashi says, meaning the Ashkenazic tradition, which these are and how to separate between the two. However, there are Sephardic traditions, Yemenites and Moroccans, I believe, that do have a tradition of which of these bugs can be eaten. And any swarming, flying creature that has 4 feet, it is disgusting to you. To all those who become tamei from it, anyone who touches their carcass becomes tamei until the evening. Kol hanosim min vilasam yechabes b'gadav, v'tamei ad ha'arav. Anyone who lifts, carries their carcasses will wash their clothing, and they will be tamei until the evening. Rashi teaches us that anywhere where it talks about carrying the carcasses, this is the most serious form of tumah by touch, and it requires that their clothing be washed as well. L'chol ha-behema asher mefareses parsa v'shesa enena shosas v'gera enena ma'ala t'meim hem lachem kol nogea bahem itma. And any animal that doesn't have split hooves and does not regurgitate its food, it is tame to you. Anyone who touches them will become tame. Rashi says that this indicates to us like a camel that has a splitting of its hooves, but below they are connected. Afris parsa means there's a split, but shesa and an oshosas, there's a split at the top, at the bottom is connected. This is a no good simon. This is not a kosher animal. And additionally, why is it telling us this specifically here? What about a kosher animal that isn't shechted properly? So that will be dealt with at the end of the parsha. V'chol ha'olech al kapav, v'chol chaya holeches al arba, tmeim hem lachem, kol nogea b'nevilasam, yitma ad ha'arav. And anything that walks on its feet, and any animal that goes on 4, walks on 4, they are tame to you, and anyone who touches their carcass will be tame until the evening. Rashi asks, what does it mean on its feet? Like a cat, a bear, or a dog. They are tame to touch, have any contact with them at all. And anyone who carries their carcasses will wash his clothes and will be tame until the evening. They are tame to you. Rashi says we're speaking about tumah as in tuma, not tuma meaning don't eat them. But having used the word back and forth previously, we're reflecting right now on actual tuma that would restrict you from coming to the Mikdash or partaking in holy foods. Zelachem tmeim b'sheret ha-shoretz al ha-aretz, ha-cholet v'ha-achbar, ha-tzav, l'mineihu. And these are tamei sheretzim, creepy crawlers that creep on the land, v'cholet, v'achbar, and there's a rat, the tzav, which Rashi says is like a frog, so maybe it's a toad, v'ha-anaka, v'ha-koach, v'ha-lata'a, v'ha-chomet, hatin shamet. Ela tmeim lachem b'chol ha-sharetz, kol nogea bahem b'mosam yitma ad ha'arav. These are the tmeim to you, any of all of the crawlers, anyone who touches them when they are dead will become tamei until the evening. B'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam yitma mikol klei eitz, o beged, o or, o sak, kol kli asher ya'aseh malacha bohem b'mayim yuva v'tamei ad ha'arav v'taher. And any that shall fall on him, of their carcasses that will fall on him, will become tamei from any vessels of wood or any clothing or any leather or sackcloth. Every vessel that malacha is done with it will be passed through water, will become tamei until the evening, and then it will become tahor. Rashi says that any of these kelim that became tamei need to be tofeled, but still they don't become tahor again until the evening.